Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra, and here are this week's reviews. At one point in the Thai film Bad Genius, the protagonist Lin says, "Even if you don't cheat, life cheats you anyway." The 2017 blockbuster, which has now been remade in Hindi as Farre, is a tightly scripted, superbly edited entertainer. Director Baz Punpriya reimagines cheating on an exam as a nail-biting Ocean's 11-style heist. But Bad Genius also works as a critique of the class divide and the education system, which prioritizes marks above everything else and which is inherently flawed and rigged in favor of those who have money. Bad Genius asks us to consider what defines cheating and who should get away with it. Director Somendra Padhi, who earlier made the popular Netflix series Jamtara, Sabka Number Aayega, and the national award-winning film Budhia Singh, Born to Run, is a solid fit for this material. In Budhia Singh, he was able to explore the moral conundrum presented by the true story of a 5-year-old child living in desperate poverty who finds fleeting stardom as a marathon runner. Was it okay for his coach to train him as rigorously as he did? Did this qualify as cruelty or as salvation? In Farre, Somendra's ability to wade into murky morals gets flattened out a bit. He and co-writer Abhishek Yadav, who's earlier written Kota Factory, expand the original story to include Hindi film tropes that just don't add much, such as a party song or making the protagonist Niyati an orphan. Obviously, at some point, this orphanage, where she was abandoned by her mother when she was only a few months old, becomes a factor in her agreeing to participate in a cheating scheme. Niyati is a natural-born genius who gets a scholarship to India's most expensive school. This is a school exclusively attended by children of such rich parents that there isn't even a school bus because, of course, everyone arrives and leaves in chauffeur-driven cars. Suddenly, Niyati finds herself surrounded by iPhones, iPads, and peers eager to succeed without working for it. She constructs an elaborate cheating scheme with hand signals that allows them to cheat in full view of the supervisor. The money and the stakes keep getting higher, but eventually, of course, it all goes south. Somendra isn't able to replicate the tension and that layering of the original. Niyati's moral compass is also a little unclear. Unlike Lin in Bad Genius, Niyati isn't slowly seduced into cheating. When we first meet her, she's already selling her smarts for cash, which makes her later responses somewhat confounding. And the screenplay doesn't flesh out enough the other characters. Ronit Roy, as Niyati's foster father, is the cliched beacon of goodness and integrity. Shilpa Shukla, as the school principal, is serviceable. And Arbaaz Khan, as a rich, clueless father whose only job is to pressurize his daughter to get into Stanford, doesn't make much of an impression. But Somendra scores high with the debutante cast, starting with Alize. The film has been co-produced by her parents, Alveera Khan Agnihotri and Atul Agnihotri, and her superstar uncle Salman Khan. Props to all of them for choosing material that doesn't require her to fit into that typical Bollywood newcomer mold. There is no romantic track here, and little opportunity to look glamorous. The emphasis is on the drama. The role requires acting and Alize delivers. The storytelling falters, but Alize powers through the soft spots, especially in the second half. The others, Prasadna Bisht as Niyati's bestie, Zain Shaw as her friend, and Sahil Mehta as another scholarship student, are also strong. And it is refreshing to see young adults playing young adults. They make that singular mix of innocence, recklessness, and vulnerability come alive. If you haven't seen Bad Genius, then Farre is twisty enough to surprise you. If you have seen the original, then the film comes off as a middling remake. But I'm excited to see what all these new actors choose next. You can see Farre at a theater near you. If you like this review, do subscribe to Reviews and More. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.